Hi, my name is Steve Danielson and I'm a programming writer with Microsoft. This video shows you how to use Visual Studio 2010 to create a workflow that implements a number guessing game using the state machine workflow functionality that was introduced with the .NET Framework 4 Platform Update 1. This video is based on the Windows Workflow Foundation Getting Started tutorial. Here's a link to the tutorial and also a link that provides an overview and installation instructions for the platform update. If you don't have that already, go ahead and check that out, and you can go ahead and install that if you want to follow along with this video. These links are also in the article that accompanies this video. So to get started, we'll take a quick look at the completed version of the tutorial that doesn't use a state machine workflow. The application generates a random number, and then it repeatedly prompts the user for the number until it's guessed, so we'll give it a try and see how we do. Alright, so I'll take a guess here. I'm too high, so I'm still too high. Still too high. Alright, I got it in four turns. So that's basically the application right there. And we've got it implemented here with a flowchart workflow. So what we're going to do is add state machine functionality. So in order to use the platform update state machine activities within Visual Studio, we need to target one of the .NET framework profiles that includes the platform update. So we can do that when we create a project. So let's take a look at that. Whenever we're creating a project here, you can pick one of these .NET framework profiles, and you can see here there's a new one, .NET Framework 4 Platform Update 1. Or, because we've already got the project created, we can go ahead and add it here by going into Project Properties. And then notice here that there's two new entries, .NET Framework 4 Client Profile Platform Update 1 and .NET Framework 4 Platform Update 1. Now if you choose .NET Framework 4 Platform Update in the this one here, what that translates out to is the client profile. Just as if you pick .NET Framework 4, you get the .NET Framework 4 client profile. So we'll go ahead and pick that. Okay, so it closes and reopens the project. So now that we've got that, let's go ahead and add in a new workflow. And we'll just pick an activity. We'll call it State Machine Number Guess Workflow. And what that gives us is basically just a blank canvas. So now notice that we've got a new state machine section here in the toolbox. And so we'll go ahead and drag out a state machine activity. Okay, so we've got that. So now what we need to do is to go ahead and set up some arguments and variables for the workflow. For the arguments, we need to create a max number. This is the upper bound for the randomly generated number. We pass that in from the host when we start the workflow. And we'll pick an int32. And then we'll create an argument turns, and that will pass out the number of turns that it took the user to guess the number. And then we need to create a couple of variables. We need to create a guess variable, which will hold the guess each iteration. And then we're also going to create a target variable, which is the randomly generated number that's generated by the workflow. So the first thing we want to do is to initialize the random number, and we'll do that in this initially generated state. We'll go ahead and rename that. We'll double click to expand it, and what we'll do is we'll drag an assign activity into the entry section. And basically any activities in the entry section will execute when that state is transitioned to. So what we're going to do is we're just going to assign the target to be and we'll get a number between 1 and max number. And that's pretty much all we're going to do in this state here. Now the exit action is activities that will execute whenever the state is transitioned away from. We don't have any here, so we'll go ahead and click the breadcrumb navigation to take us back to the root state machine designer. And what we'll do now is create a second state. What we can do is drag a state from the toolbox, and if we hover it over a state, you see these four little triangles. If we drop the new state onto one of these triangles, it'll go ahead and add the new state, and it'll go ahead and create a transition. Now this particular state is going to be used to collect the user's guess, so we'll go ahead and rename that, and we'll go ahead and expand that state. So when we transition to this state, we're going to go ahead and prompt the user for the guess. Basically, just please enter a number between 1 and the upper bound. Then, whenever this state is transitioned away from, we want to go ahead and increment the number of turns. And so we can go ahead and do that here. Okay, so now let's go back to the root state machine display. Now, what we need to go ahead and do here is create a couple of transitions. For example, in this example, we need to wait on the user's guess. And so we could go ahead and do that in the entry action if we wanted to right here, or we could do it in a transition. The state will do the entry action, and then it'll wait on whatever events are set up to trigger off the different transitions. So let's go ahead and create a transition for when the user makes a correct guess. And so we can take a final state activity, and again, we'll hover it, we'll drop it on this triangle right here, and we'll rename this transition. So we'll call this one guess correct. And now what we'll do is we'll drag this state over a little bit, give a little bit more room for that transition. Okay, we'll double click the transition to expand it, and a transition has a trigger. And a trigger is an activity that once it executes, then it initiates the transition. Now let's go back and take a look at this first transition here. There's no trigger, so this is what's considered to be a null transition, and it will execute the transition as soon as the entry activities are complete for this particular state. For this transition, we want to wait on the user's guess, and so we'll use one of the custom activities from the Getting Started tutorial, the readInt activity. So we'll go ahead and put that here, and we'll go ahead and configure that. And this is the bookmark name, and the result of the readInt activity is going to be bound to the guess variable. The enterGuess just happens to be the name of the bookmark that we resume from the host, and there's more details about that in the Getting Started tutorial. Step 3, how to run a workflow. Okay, so once this guess comes in and submitted, now we can optionally evaluate a condition. If there is a condition, the transition won't successfully complete unless the condition evaluates to true. So we'll go ahead and say guess equals target. So when the user submits a guess, it'll complete this readInt activity when the host resumes the bookmark. We'll transition to the condition, or the condition will be evaluated, and if it's true, then we'll go ahead and transition to that final state. So now, what if the guess is incorrect? We can create what's called a shared transition, and that is a transition that has multiple outcomes but initiates off of a single trigger activity. And so to do that, we'll drag this dot here and we'll drag it back around to the enter guess state, and we'll call this transition guess incorrect. Now when I double click this, it expands the transition, and notice that we still have the original trigger, and we also have our original transition here, and now we've got a new transition or a new condition for this second transition. And so we'll say guess is not equal to target. So if guess is unequal to target, then this action for this transition will be invoked. And so we'll put an if activity here. And for this activity, we'll say if the guess is less than the target number, then we'll provide some feedback. your guess is too low. And if the guess is not less than the target, your guess is too high. So now let's go into the program file. And right now we're starting the flowchart workflow. So let's go ahead and change the program so it uses the new state machine workflow. And let's go ahead and give that a try. All right, so it's the same as before, except this time the number is higher. So let's keep going. Okay. Still too high. Too low. Let's try 80. All right, so I got the number in 6 turns. This has been an overview of the State Machine Getting Started tutorial. For more information on the Getting Started tutorial, including sequential and flowchart workflows, as well as more information on the workflow hosting code that we're looking at right now, check out the rest of the tutorial and stay tuned for future videos. For more information on state machine workflows, check out the State Machine Hands-On Lab and the other links in the accompanying article. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.